Okay, for a few more bits and pieces on GC, how do we do the injection? The injection then is using a syringe that's calibrated into microliter range, so typically a microliter will be injected onto the column. Our helium then is a molecule which is not going to absorb strongly into the stationary phase. Our lighter, in terms of molecular weight, lower boiling point and lower affinity in terms of polarity compounds will move very quickly through the column. And then our heavier, high molecular weight, higher boiling point compounds, they will travel more slowly. So that's the physical basis behind the discrimination between the two. We control the resolution by varying the polarity of the stationary phase. So again, same concept as we've come across in lots of other places, like dissolved light. So if we're using polar molecules as our analytes of interest, we choose a polar column so that we get good affinity between the two. If you used a non-polar column with polar molecules, they would all stick as a lump and then all come off as a lump much later on. So what you're using is a polarity of the column which matches the polarity of your compound so that you're able to spread them out well. Each column costs about $1,000. And it takes you quite a while to change these things, so you're not like changing one and running one molecule, changing one and running another. You leave a column in for a long time before you bother changing it. And in a big lab, you'll have a whole heap of GC. So I was in one lab down in Melbourne, and they must have had, I don't know, maybe a dozen GCs all running different things. Next thing we do is we temperature program the oven. In this case, with a very long column, we're able to control when things come off that column by changing the temperature profile. So we might hold it at 25 degrees at the start for 10 minutes. And then we can ramp it up to 60 degrees over 5 minutes. Then hold it at 60 degrees for 10 minutes. Then ramp it to 150 degrees over 2 minutes and hold it. So that sort of thing will allow you to pull one peak off and split it off from the next one and give yourself good resolution between them. So it's all under computer control. And the next thing, the new GC, which is one I've got upstairs, and the new one that I've got with Paul, all of these use pressure programming. So we're able to control the speed of the molecule going down the column by controlling the pressure at the front end of the column. So we've got a big gas cylinder that's running at very high pressure. We're using a very small flow rate. Remember, it's like mils per minute going down the column. But we control the number of mils per minute by juggling, is it 30 psi at the front of the column, or is it 60 psi pounds per square inch? For some reason or other, certain things haven't changed to SI units, so column pressures are still in psi